You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with great information that you can use today, and we're going to give it to you in a fun format. And sticking with that, I've got my good friend, Jimmy Casale, on. We're going to talk about the impact of the election season on the U.S. economy. Jimmy Casale is the co-founder and chairman of Casale, Saltpeter & Company, a middle market investment banking firm. Jimmy, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Happy to be here today.
Now, we play fireball. The markets are on fire. There's a lot of benchmarks that the markets have been achieving. So why don't we start with that?
Well, today was a good day in the market. For the first time this year, we're back where we started. It went down. We had back in January, it was really bad. I was very depressed. But now, today, I'm happy. It was a good day. At least I haven't lost. I'm back to where I've only lost the money last year. And this year, I'm even. It's a good day.
Hey, if you're back to even, then that's a great day. And it's a heck of a lot better than going to Vegas and losing it all. Now, Jim, what do you think is driving the improvement in the markets? Because when you watch CNN and you watch some of these political debates, you'd think that the world and the markets were going in the dumper. And you're telling me the opposite.
Well, no, I'm telling you today the opposite. But, you know, we're going to have some more volatility ahead. And I think the last few days, the Fed meeting with the Fed determining they weren't going to raise interest rates right now, signaling instead of raising interest rates four times this year, it'll probably be two times this year. Who knows whether it'll be two or it'll be one or when it'll be. That's helped the markets. And then oil prices, which were below 30, which made us all very happy at the pumps, didn't make us all very happy from an economic or stock standpoint. So now you've got oil prices today closing over $40 for the first time at some time. It's good for the market, maybe not for individual consumers, as long as it doesn't go back to 100, but at 40, 45, becomes more and more sustainable for the energy companies.
So it's a nice leading economic indicator. We're going to have to get Alex P. Cordia back on here and ask him what this is meaning in the oil patch. Alex, if you're listening, you're on in a couple of weeks. Now, Jim, we talk about, I tease this as an impact of the political season on the economy. When I was a young man in college, we were taught that the Fed would start softening up the market and making it a growth economy as we headed into a presidential election. That's back in the day. In today's world, the Fed has used all of its tools to just keep us, keep the market alive. They just pushed it up just barely a little bit. Do they have anything left they can do to goose us before the election?
Well, I don't think they're going to do a lot before the election. With interest rates where they are, I think we'll see them go up rather than go down. Now, outside of the United States, it's a different picture. What Draghi's doing over in Europe is very different. You know, they brought down in some places you have zero or negative interest rates. I don't think we're going to see that unless the U.S. economy really does take a dive. And right now, things are okay.
Is there a cloud on the horizon? I mean, we can always have a black swan event, but it appears to me that there's capacity. I know everybody I talk to, while they're doing well, they're not where they were before, and they have individual capacity, intellectual capital. There's a lot of capacity.
Well, there's a lot of capital around. People have a lot of money. Unfortunately, having your money in the bank isn't doing very much for you, so people want to invest that or deploy that in stocks or in real estate or other things. But, you know, of course, we will run into another recession. And as I know, today we are one day closer to the next recession than we were yesterday. The unfortunate thing is I can't tell you when the next recession will be.
You know, I do a lot of business with family offices, families that have a lot of money. They hire people to manage that money. A lot of them put it in funds and funds of funds. And then last time there was the economic correction, they weren't able to get their funds out and they took a dive. So now what I'm seeing is high net worth people are seeking yield, but they're seeking that yield in a direct investment that they can control. You work with a lot of middle market families. You help them monetize their investments. What are you advising some of your families to do in today's current uncertain environment?
Well, I think, you know, it's asset allocation. They need to have some of their money, or they should have some in the market, but not all. When you go to the private investments, a lot of times you don't have the volatility that you have in the markets. It's the same as owning a bond with a five-year term remaining versus having a bond fund. That bond fund goes up every day, up, down, depending on interest rates. When you're dealing with direct ownership of a bond, as long as you hold it to maturity, you're going to get the yield you thought you would get at the beginning. So it's just a different mentality. But yeah, we don't get really involved very much in specific stocks and stuff. We stay away from that. We're really dealing more with selling companies and helping families decide what to do with their businesses.
Now, it's a robust economy given its relative perspective in the last 7 or 8 years. So I would imagine that this is a good environment to sell your business into.
It is a good time to sell a business because the economy's been good. You've probably had a couple of 2, 3, 4 years where it's better each year. You've had good growth. We don't know what is over the horizon. Some businesses that are generally industry specific, if you're in the construction industry, you've had 4 or 5 or 6 great years. You had terrible years before that. You know, it's like when the 5-year moving average today is a lot better because you start, you know, whacking off the tail end, it gets better and better. At some point, we will have a dive or a correction, and then you'll wish you had done something now. But there's plenty of money out there. The banks are still lending. The mezzanine money is available. The private equity firms and buyers are paying big dollars. I mean, you're in the real estate business. Look around Miami. It always amazes me when we open the paper every morning to see what's sold at what price.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and people are still looking for capital. And in my personal opinion, the real economic opportunity that's going to happen here in Miami is if people can go and they can help. You know, all these big Superlux condos are being bought all cash. So once the person buys, I got to believe that, especially with the currency devaluations in other markets, that they're going to want to pull out some of that money and monetize it. So I got to believe the super jumbo market, and we'll talk about that when I talk about Spectrum Mortgage in a second. I think that's going to be an excellent sector to be into, the international people trying to liquefy their investments.
Well, they may want to do that, but they may want to keep it, because if you're from Brazil, you go ahead and sell your condo here in Miami. It's not like you want to take that money back to Brazil right now. You want to leave it here where it's safe, it's stable, both from a government standpoint and a financial situation. A lot of those South American economies right now are not in the kind of shape we're in.
Well, you know, that's one of the things I want to talk about around the bend. And when we get back to the next segment, because we're almost out of time for this segment, I want to talk about the fact that international investors seek the U.S. as a safe haven and the impact on that safe haven status with the dynamic candidacies that are out there and some of the ways that they're talking about destabilizing our relationships with our trading partners and other things. AC, how much time do we have? Okay, AC, take it now, and then we'll come back. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more politics. Well, not really politics, but the election, its impact on the U.S. economy. We'll have fun. We'll give you information you can use. And then later on, we'll have Khalil Ali talking about her time with Muhammad Ali. We'll also have Sanjay Cotamayor back on the show talking about Wiki Realty. And we'll have him talking about the new app they're building. We're going to get it. We're going to go good. AC, what's going on the other side of the glass?